All right, I told you on stories from vacation segments from last week of my kind of run-ins with bears in New Mexico. I didn't actually stand face-to-face with a bear, but a bear got into our trash cans a couple of times. One time, just took a big bag of trash with him and went off somewhere.
One time,
and
slung it over his shoulder.
Slung it over his shoulder and made off with it. So we had a bear hanging around the house up there, and trail cam video, and I showed you guys another angle that I caught of the bear, and it's very menacing as you see him walking towards the house. A black bear, not a grizzly. But
we don't have grizzlies there, right?
No. Grizzlies don't really go further south than about Wyoming. You don't really see grizzlies in Colorado or Utah.
They can't get a flight?
No, they can't get a flight. So it's all black bears south of there. But you all, I believe, referred to me as the grizzly man of this show.
Mm. Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, because you talk like him.
Because I have recent encounters with bears.
And it's chocolate.
Well, that got us talking about that documentary that came out about 20 years ago, Grizzly Man, about Tim Treadwell. And he was the guy who appeared to be a little off his rocker, mm-hmm. who was spending his summers at this park in Alaska communing with the grizzly bears. It's a fascinating documentary. You can't believe what you're watching when you watch him talking to grizzlies and hugging them, and you're
these
just
are
waiting.
Wild bears. They're
yes.
not trained or
sometimes
anything.
Sometimes slapping them on the snout and saying, no, don't do that.
Jeez.
It's
I'm
crazy.
Mr. Chocolate.
I remember that, was it the summer of 2005, I think, and that was all the rage. All the shows on the station were talking about Grizzly Man.
Oh, yeah. Bad radio was really obsessed with it.
They were very obsessed with it.
Couldn't get enough of it. And, of course, it ended tragically one of these summers. Surprisingly, he survived, what, 4 or 5 summers out there with the bears?
It went on for a while.
And he brought a camera with him so he would video all of this. And he thought they were all good and they were all friends. And one summer he brought his girlfriend Annie out there. And then one night a bear turned on them and tore them both apart.
Yeah.
Well,
I was surprised he had a girlfriend.
Yeah. Many were.
What do you mean by that?
Just
because he spent so much time with the bears,
he
didn't have time.
Yeah, he just seemed like he was more obsessed with bears.
Okay.
Probably trolled the internet for bears.
Probably the most played audio coming out of the Grizzly Man docu-series or documentary was the audio of Sam Egli, and we have been obsessed with this for a long time, but we haven't listened to it in a long time, and I promised, I swore to the P1s last week that we would play it and review it again this week, and so here it is.
It's the guy that has the least bedside manner of everything.
Yeah.
It was after
not very respectful.
After Timothy met his end,
mm-hmm.
and they were worried about what had happened to him, this was the helicopter pilot who had flown Timothy in there,
right,
and was supposed to pick him up after the bear season was over with, and of course he made a horrible discovery, and he just did not communicate it very well.
So when he's being interviewed, he's in front of his helicopter. He was the owner of Egli Air Hall, a helicopter service in Alaska. He's wearing these aviator sunglasses. Yeah. He's got this big old gray mustache, hands in his pocket, vest on, just so matter of fact.
Don't care.
And we can stop this whenever you guys want to. But here's about the 2.5 minutes of Sam Egli describing what he saw on the cleanup mission, if you will, after Treadwell and his girlfriend had been killed by the grizzly bears.
I'm Sam Egli. I was called out as a helicopter pilot to assist on the cleanup after the Treadwell tragedy of last winter. I was in there the morning the fish and game officers were there examining the bear that had done the killing. The bear was all cut open. It was full of people. It was full of clothing.
Stop it. Stop.
Full of people. He just... Somebody get him into a course that teaches him a little EQ, a little emotional intelligence or something. This is not the way you word things when you've had a tragedy like that.
Just the bear was cut open.
Bear was all cut open.
full of people.
Yeah, I've never heard that. Yeah,
full of people and clothing. You don't have to paint such a scene, okay?
Okay.
That had done the killing. The bear was all cut open. It was full of people. It was full of clothing. It was, we hauled away 4 garbage bags of people.
Okay. Stop it. Stop it. Mix God. In a euphemism, dude.
Remains. Oh, yes. Maybe work that word
just
in.
Say, we recovered remains.
Yes. Yes.
We didn't haul 4 very garbage true. Bags of people.
Why does he have to say garbage bags?
No.
Dramatic scene. It was like terrible. Like
the family of these victims hearing this account.
Yes, they don't want to hear that. Just say you recovered remains.
He's almost
remains.
Acting like he was annoyed that they had to haul off so many remains.
Yeah. He's like, man, garbage things bags. Weighed like 80 pounds each.
Okay.
It was, we hauled away 4 garbage bags of people out of that bear. Treadwell was, I think, meaning well, trying to do things to help the resource of the bears. But to me, he was acting like he was working with people wearing bear costumes out there instead of wild animals. Those bears are big and ferocious, and they come equipped to kill you and eat you. And that's just what Treadwell was asking for. He got what he was asking for. He got what he deserved.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, well, look, he clarifies there, in my opinion. But he got what he deserved.
We finally found somebody who does worse eulogies than the Musers.
Yes. Don't have Sam do your eulogy.
The family on the front row clutching each other's hands have to hear this guy say, well, he got what he deserved.
In my opinion.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
And that's just what Treadwell was asking for. He got what he was asking for. He got what he deserved, in my opinion. The tragedy of it was taking the girl with him. I think the only reason that Treadwell lasted as long in the game as he did was that the bears probably thought there was something wrong with him, like he was mentally retarded or something.
Okay.
The bears could sense that. Okay, this guy's
like, there. Bears have any sense of mental retardation.
Right. We won't attack him because we feel sorry for him.
Okay.
The bears probably thought there was something wrong with him, like he was mentally retarded or something. That bear, I think that day, decided that he had either had enough of Tim Treadwell, or that something clicked in that bear's head that he thought, hey, you know, he might be good to eat. My opinion, I think Treadwell thought these bears were big, scary-looking, harmless creatures that he could go up and pet and sing to, and they would bond as children of the universe or some odd. I think he had lost sight of what was really going on.
He just
children of the universe.
Yeah, well, he'd go up to him, sing to him.
He did have something there that, I mean,
once again, everything he's saying is accurate,
right?
Yes. But he's just not communicating it in a polite.
Had enough.
I mean, lubricate the conversation a little bit with some nicety.
Right. Good to eat.
I just picture.
I think the bear just woke up and said, I've had about enough of Tim Treadwell.
Picture bear reaching over, hitting his alarm clock, and thinking, you know.
And here's Timothy Treadwell singing in the background. Like, oh, God.
That does it. I'm done with that guy.
Will he shut up?
I'm going to go eat him.
Oh, God, I hadn't heard that in a long time.
Oh, gosh, I love that guy. So there he is, Sam Egli, as Gordo says, the worst bedside manner in the world, the helicopter pilot who was involved in Grizzly Man.
He got what he deserved.
Oh. Four garbage bags of people out of there.
Oh, man.